So what we've done in the last several lectures is to construct a sigma algebra capital script L of subsets of the reals called the Lebesgue measurable sets. And we have also constructed Lebesgue measure, which is a function whose domain is capital script L. Certainly capital script L includes the intervals, but in fact capital script L is quite large and contains a variety of different kinds of sets. And it's this last point that we will now discuss in the current lecture. So a lemma, let U be an open set in R, then U is the countable pairwise disjoint unit of open intervals. And the figure illustrates this idea. This is a very nice structure theorem for open sets in the reals, which is simply not true in higher dimensions. Open sets in higher dimensions are much more complicated. Anyway, the proof of this lemma is as follows. Define a relation U on U by X is related to Y if all the real numbers between X and Y also lie in U. This is an equivalence relation, as you can easily check. Let capital E be an equivalence class from this relation, then capital E is an interval. Why? Because if A and B are elements of E, then all points between A and B must lie in E by the definition of the relation, and in fact, E is an open interval by similar reasoning. Of course, the equivalence classes are pairwise disjoint, because that's how equivalence classes are structured, and that's the end of the proof. So every open set is the countable disjoint, pairwise disjoint union of open intervals. Now we have a proposition. Every open set in the reals is Lebesgue measurable. Every closed set in the reals is Lebesgue measurable. So that's nice to know, because these are the sets we're most familiar with. Proof. We know that each open interval is Lebesgue measurable. Countable unions of measurable sets are measurable, and therefore it follows from the preceding lemma that every open set is Lebesgue measurable. And now we get the closed sets being Lebesgue measurable just by taking complementation. Definition. Let E be the intersection of a countable collection of open sets, then E is called a G delta. Definition. Let F be the union of a countable collection of closed sets, then F is called an F sigma. So this is standard classical terminology from the theory of topology. It goes back to the 1920s and 1930s. These ideas were particularly developed in Poland. Example, let capital I sub j be the interval minus 1 over j plus 1 over j, then each ij is open, so E equals the intersection over j, ij is a g delta, but in fact E is just the singleton 0. So the singleton 0 is a g delta, and it is not open. It's in fact closed. Let capital J sub j be the interval 1 over j, comma 1 minus 1 over j, the closed interval. Then each j sub j is closed, so f is the union of the j sub j's is an f sigma. But in fact, f is just the open interval 0, 1. So that's an f sigma, and it's not closed. Example, a set is the union of countably many G delta sets is called a G delta sigma set. A set is the intersection of countably many F sigma sets is called an F sigma delta set. Of course, all these sets are Lebesgue measurable because Lebesgue measurable sets are closed under intersection, countable intersection and union. Definition, the smallest sigma algebra that contains all the open intervals is called the Borel sigma algebra capital script B. We can think of the smallest sigma algebra that contains all the open intervals as the intersection of all the sigma algebras that contain the open intervals. It is natural to observe that capital script B is contained in the Lebesgue measurable sets. In fact, the two sigma algebras are not equal, and we shall prove this assertion later in our discussions. So, while we'll spend a lot of our time studying the Borel sets, they are not equal to the Lebesgue measurable sets. There exist Lebesgue measurable sets that are not Borel. The proof that we will give fairly soon will be fairly abstract. In fact, it's kind of a sophisticated counting argument. But later on, near the end of the course, we will actually construct a Lebesgue measurable set that is not Borel. And that's the end of our discussion today. Thank you.